JD in Firestone says, 100-year family heirloom? Are you kidding? How did that work out for the Bolins? I'm sure Pat wanted to keep it in the family. That's a fair point. But you'd have to have...
I think it worked out pretty well for the Bolins. Well, everybody got a couple hundred million?
Well, it did, but it stopped being in the family. It could have been in the family for a long time.
Sure.
So I guess what you're hoping for is you're hoping for Bolin-esque family dysfunction with the Monforts. Is what you're, I guess, what I'm hearing here. Otherwise, it's going to be a family heirloom. If there is stability and there's a clear path of succession, then.
Yeah, I mean, well, there is because.
You need it
I think
to be.
Walker, I think Walker is the son. Is he the son of Dick Monfort? Walker Monfort is like the president or whatever. Right.
What you need is...
Walker does sound like a kid that came from a lot of money.
You need to hope...
Either that or a Texas Ranger.
You need to hope, Logan Roy style, that the kids are just idiots.
Logan Roy?
Those of you who have watched Succession know what I'm saying.
Oh.
You just got to hope that the children are just world-class morons, like in the show. I'm not talking about Monfort's kids that way. I'm talking about the show. You got to hope that there is that kind of level of incompetency... Ignorance
no,
and just
think,
like,
just
are you
is.
Kidding me? Because if there isn't real Bolin-esque or Succession-esque dysfunction, why would Dick Monfort have to sell the team? Why would the Monfort family have to sell the team?
Yeah.
Now,
the only way you're forced to sell it is if financially you fall on hard times and you start losing, you start losing money, then. That would be the reason, but they're a cash cow. You're not.
Mike's Rocky's attendance solution is garbage. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Attendance solution is garbage. You're saying
give me another one.
Yeah, you're saying that if Rocky's baseball game started fielding 9,000 people, 4,000 people showing up to that cathedral every night wouldn't send a message. You're wrong. Now. Would they get it right? I don't know. Probably not. But would it spur them to action? Would it be a catalytic event if 9,000 people started showing up every night instead of 39,000? Instead of 29,000? It would spur action, Mike.
Sure would.
It's like deadlines. Spur action. So does attendance.
Well, here's one for you, Mark. This is a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday.
All right.
Mark, Evans's half-ass protest won't work. Tell Me Why I'm Wrong.
Well, yeah, his half-ass protest won't work because there are so many fans from other regions. There's so many fans. You can't just say, "Hey, I'm only going to show up to X number of ball games." You basically got to say, as a fan base, "I'm not selling my tickets. We're not showing up. We're going to be no shows." Right?
Yeah, but see, that's not fair to the baseball fan out there that genuinely loves baseball. Maybe you have a child that loves baseball. What, you're gonna tell your child, "Sorry, I know you love baseball and I'm trying to cultivate your interest in baseball, but nope, I'm not taking you to one baseball game this year because damn those Monforts." You can't do that.
Well, you can take a trip.
Go to another game?
Go to a game
somewhere.
Go
to Grand Junction.
Go to another city?
For mm-hmm. JUCO.
Grand Junction for JUCO. That's what Rogue said. The JUCO World Series.
Are you telling me that, and I'm not talking about the opposing fans, I'm talking about anybody out there who considers themselves a Rockies fan, or at least somebody who buys tickets to
see Rockies. Dude, I still turn on the games. I still watch.
Are you telling me that of all the thousands of people that I'm talking about there, if everybody cut their normal Rockies consumption in half, or by 75%, it wouldn't be felt in the stands? Come on now. Of course it would. If everybody did it. Of course it would.
Yeah, if everybody did it.
Well, that's
but
what
you're
I,
just not going to get
well,
everybody.
That's what I just suggested. So don't tell me my protest is half-assed.
Yeah, I didn't even have to. Mike got a little defensive
I
right
did.
There.
Did
you notice that?
You know, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Yes, I didn't even have to answer it. Mike just shut him down. They walked Mike right up to the Rusty's Cliffs of Insanity.
If Stink became a professor at CU, his first class would be How to Live in a Soft World with a Victim Society 101. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Ooh, that'd be a good class. That'd be a good class. I don't think that would be my first class, though. That would be one of the classes that I teach.
Oh, you teach multiple?
Yeah, you got to... Probably the first class would be dispensing justice.
Ah, I see.
Right?
I see.
So, and there's a, you know, that's an adjunct class to dispensing justice.
Let's see. Here's another one. Mark, Brock Purdy will have a better NFL career than Shador Sanders. Tell me why I'm wrong. RJ of Loveland.
Tell you why you're wrong. That is an interesting question. I mean, don't you think we should get Shador in the NFL first before we start?
Well, based on what you see right now, you're always telling me that you can look beyond the stats in college and you can look at the game film to decide whether or not a guy has transferable NFL skills. So does Shador Sanders have transferable NFL skills?
I think he does have transferable NFL skills. You tell me, I mean, where does he go? Because, like, I can't tell you you're wrong if you're saying, hey, he goes to a franchise that doesn't really care about winning, and Brock Purdy is sitting in San Francisco with the best roster in football. Like, I could compare that if you give me roster for roster likeness in an organization that's one of the 12 organizations that's trying to win a championship. Because there's no question... From just an athletic skill standpoint, the Shador is more gifted. But from the neck up in an NFL system, you know, I know he's been trained properly or he's being trained properly. But again, I don't know the decision-making process. I don't know those things because the college game is different. So that one is incomplete.
How about this for a rumor? Saw this one going around yesterday. It's a rumor. Speculation. Somebody threw it against the wall. See if it'll stick. But it's... Tell me if it has legs.
Okay.
We talked the other day about how Jerry Jones has everybody on a one-year deal right now.
Right.
McCarthy.
Yes.
Dak. They hired Mike Zimmer as their defensive coordinator on a one-year deal.
Yep.
Speculation is that Jerry Jones is setting things in motion so he can have a Deion Shador combo next year. Deion is the head coach. Shador is the quarterback.
Ooh.
With the understanding that Deion's already put it out there. We'll pull an Eli. There are teams he will not play for. That you literally create and manipulate the situation so that Shador will only play for the Dallas Cowboys. And Deion will be the coach.
Wow, I kind of like that rumor.
I wouldn't put that past Jerry at all. I wouldn't put it past Deion. I wouldn't put it past Shador. Think about it. That actually makes incredible sense.
So you and I talked about...
You're talking about literally the best brand owner in all of American professional sports to go along with a brand master in Deion. And a chip off the old block, clearly, in Shador.
I'll throw one more piece of wood on that fire. When Prime was talking about Travis Hunter and Shador picking where they would go, he mentioned Jerry Jones by name when saying, you know, I talked to NFL.
Right, I talked to NFL people, Jerry Jones, Arthur Blank, Roger Goodell. How about that one? How about that one for a tinfoil cap, huh?
I actually
like
that.
Put that one on.
By the way, some of the stuff we talked about on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Got New York station jumped on the Dallas station, big Dallas station, jumped on our podcast.
Uh-huh.
And tweeted out, tied a picture of Jerry Jones to it. And, I'm trying to find the picture I saw. It was Jerry Jones. Now, not trying to be rude, but Jerry Jones on a day-to-day basis look more and more like Yoda.
I can see that happening.
Oh, here it is. Here's the picture right here.
Let me see it.
Here it is.
Let me see it. Oh, my God, you're right. He is looking. Yoda, he is.
Right?
He is looking like...
Hmm? The Force is strong in you, Jack.
Hmm? Seriously, that one... You hear a lot of wild speculation and rumors on social media. You know what? That one makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does make it. I mean, it makes it. Can you imagine, speaking of brand equity and brand splash?
Right? Because who was it? I saw, and this is why ownership matters. And it's why, for all the issues that we've seen with the Broncos, don't you get the sense that they are in pretty good hands with their new ownership group? Does it feel right to you?
Yeah.
Does it feel right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know we still have a long way to go. They're only in the infant stages, but it feels like they're in good hands.
Oh, we can turn on them in a second here.
Oh, we will if need be. Yeah. But right now it feels like they're in good hands. So why does ownership matter? So Dalton Schultz, who was a tight end with the Cowboys.
In Houston now.
2 years ago, but he was with Houston this past year, right?
Yeah.
He said, it blew my mind playing in Houston this past year after being in Dallas. He said, I had no idea what the rest of the NFL was like. In Dallas, you were literally in a fishbowl. You were literally like an animal in a zoo. He said, we would be working out. Mm-hmm. We'd be doing like heavy lifting, and there'd be tours going through our weight room. The weight room was all glass encased, and there would be just people on tours who would be walking by our weight room and knocking on the glass and trying to get our attention as we're going about our business. He said everything was about the brand in Dallas. Everything.
Right.
He goes, and then I went to Houston. It was like, oh, this is what football is about.
It's like when Sean Payton got here, within the first couple of weeks, he put the moratorium on non-essential personnel being in their cafeteria. Dude, you're not bringing down business clients to have lunch in the cafeteria where the players are eating and the coaches are eating. That is hallowed ground. Couldn't you just see Jerry, Dion, teaming up?
It,
Yoda?
It makes too much sense. It's perfect.
Yeah. If you will.
But if it wasn't for the fact that the Cowboys right now, everybody's on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
You know, we're sitting back in the conventional way of looking at it around the football world as well. Hey, Jerry's pushing all his chips in and he's, you know, putting the pressure on. And hey, enough's enough. And, you know, we got to go to a Super Bowl and that's what I expect. And therefore, everybody's, you know, playing for their jobs. Or playing for their next contract. Maybe it isn't that at all.
Dude, if can you imagine the media circus and the attention? You think you're sick of ESPN and Fox talking about Dallas now.
Wow.
It buys you 3 years.
You'd have to start a whole new network.
You'd have
a whole new channel.
Cowboy Center. You'd have to take like ESPN2 and make it Cowboy Center. Seriously.
Yes. It would be the greatest or worst, but I'm what I'm saying, it would be the greatest sports promotional marketing experiment we've ever seen. Ever.
Dude, it'd be huge. I mean, you would dominate. You would dominate the offseason. You would dominate every story. Every time you walked into an NFL segment, the Cowboys would lead it.
Whew. All right. It bears watching, but boy, there's a lot of dots you can connect on this thing.
Yeah, there
a lot
is.
Of dots. Jerry loves Dion. Dion loves Jerry. all the one-year deals that are in place for Dallas. Deion on record is saying, we are going to go where we want to go. There's some cities that, we're going to go Eli.
Mm.
Woof.
Okay, I don't know. This somebody on the text line said Coach Prime's daughter entered the transfer portal.
Yep, she did.
Where was she? CU?
CU.
So she's in the transfer portal.
Yeah, but remember, just because you enter the transfer portal, it makes you a free agent. It doesn't mean you're automatically leaving. Sometimes,
you just send a message.
Most of the time you leave. But sometimes you're just kind of going out there to gauge interest. But you can still come back. See that Eddie Lampkin?
He
went to the Cuse.
He did?
Went to the Cuse.
Why?
Why not?
They didn't even make the tournament. Why? Wants to be a broadcaster?
No, they didn't. But, you know, unlike CU, when they do go to the tournament, they tend to go to the Sweet 16 or beyond.
So you just think that because you're at the Cuse now, you couldn't take your team to the Sweet 16, but now the Cuse is going to take you? How much money do they give him? How much NIL deal?
Trust me, they have enough money there.
Really?
I think some of my money just went to Eddie Lampkin. Eddie Lampkin, you're welcome.
So what if...
Give me a T-shirt.
Prime's daughter transfers, and she transfers to somewhere in Dallas.
I believe in Sean.
All right.
She's tired of the bull junk.
He's tired of the bull junk. I don't know. We'll see.
This is great.
This
is fun.
It's not bad. It's not a bad conspiracy theory. It really isn't. A lot of conspiracy theories, I'm just like, come on, stop it. But this one actually makes a lot of sense. Guys, my name is a dying name. I'm Ronald. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Ronald. Wow.
I love our texters today. They're going at the whole...
Right.
They're going with it. On your own, texters, good for you, because you've taken on some new strategies to get Mark to say you're not wrong, and I respect it. You're not just going with the traditional sports angles. Well, I like that.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan. Okay. Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. How many Rons do you know?
Still, by the way.
How many Rons does everybody go to school with, your kids go to school with? How many Rons are you having over play dates with your kids right now?
The greatest scouting report ever given.
Okay, I'm not going to let you off the hook on this. I know what you're trying to do.
The greatest scouting report ever given in a Broncos meeting was by Barney Chavis in the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. So, go ahead.
So, you know, back then they had a great offensive line. Stussy, and they had Loudermilk, and their left guard was probably one of the best left guards that's ever played, Randall McDaniel. So Barney's job was to introduce the opponent's offense to our defense.
Okay.
So he would go through and say, you know how Barney talked. Barney's like, Chris Carter. Da, 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 really good player. Da, 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 catches touchdowns, right? He went through the whole thing. Then he got through the offensive line, Todd Stussy. He gets to Randall McDaniel. This guy, number 64, 275 pounds, solid muscle, one of the best guards in football, Ronald McDonald. We got to cancel the meeting.
Right.
You can't
recover from that.
Yeah, you can't recover.
Come back from that.
You can't go on.
No.
Good old Ronald McDonald. Ronald Weasley. Boom.
No, it's a dime.
Acuna Jr.?
Is it Acuna? Is he Ronald?
Acuna Matata?
Is he a Ronald?
Ronald?
Yeah, he is.
He is?
Boom.
So Ronald is not a dying name?
It's not a dying name.
Well, just because we came up with two doesn't mean...
Ronald Burgundy.
Well, yeah, sure.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Mark, I know that you have a shout-out. Occasionally we do the shout-outs here. You got a special shout-out that I think... Well, I think everybody out there listening will be pretty pumped and inspired.
Yeah. My guy Brooksy from the Broncos, Brooks Dotson, good buddy.
Actually, he let you ride the lawnmower.
I'm the only guy that's ever mowed the Broncos practice facility. I'm the former Bronco and current. I was a current Bronco when I mowed the first time. I mowed during training camp.
A couple years ago,
back when we used to, they let us back there on the field to do things.
Yeah.
We're not allowed anymore. We've been.
Well, it's not just us. It's.
Everybody.
Everybody. But, people closest to the Broncos did a lot of crying.
But, yeah.
Stop listening to them.
Yeah. Brooksy hit me up.
Yeah. This is good.
Brooksy's awesome. Said just wanted to give a quick shout out. His neighbor is Justin Dodge. Does that name ring a bell? Justin Dodge was the police officer, the SWAT officer, who lost his leg at the Nuggets parade. Remember when the truck rolled over him?
Yep.
He's going to go back to work.
Back to active duty.
Active duty. Back to the front lines with the SWAT. He's rehabbed himself and gotten himself ready to go back and... Brooksy said, man, he plays, you know, he's next door neighbors. He plays catch with his kids all the time and plays basketball and hoops and stuff. And he's worked himself back. He's going back to active service.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Right?
That is
awesome. How cool is that? Justin Dodge, man. Thank you for your service. And congratulations. That's just an awesome story.
Inspiring. That's a role model right there. Great stuff. Yeah. Great, great stuff. Congratulations. It is a, is it just me? Not is it just, that's Friday. It's Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday.
Mm.
Do this every once in a while, once a month, where people get a chance to come after you, Mark Schlereth, knock you off your pompous perch.
Uh-huh.
Gosh,
uh-huh.
You're so pompous sometimes.
Well, that's not
so
that
arrogant.
True. That's not true.
So cocky.
It's not true.
So condescending.
It's not entirely true.
Get your own island. I told you so, island.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're taking a siege at it. And so far, we've had three people been able to get through your forces.
Wait a minute, you teased something. You were going to compliment somebody.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, look at you helping me pay off the tease.
Right.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Yeah. Thank you. I'm like Jimmy Fallon doing his notes.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike. You're welcome.
It's not you. What? Joel Embiid. Thank you. Joel Embiid, after his four-week hiatus, which became eight,
mm-hmm.
returned to the Sixers lineup last night. Scored 24 points in helping beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, which vaulted the Nuggets to the number one seed right now in the West.
All right.
How about that?
Joel, who knew?
Joel Embiid, thank you.
Who knew Joel would help the Nuggets?
Exactly. And Oklahoma City plays at Boston tonight. So, hey, Jason Tatum,
mm-hmm.
last seen.
Yes.
He's been missing since he came
to Denver.
Last seen in Denver at Ball Arena. Nobody has seen Jason Tatum since.
Right.
It's a great unsolved mystery. Where did Jason Tatum go? Because he's been invisible since he last was seen in Denver. Anyway, they play in Boston tonight. So, hey, Celtics, help us out.
SGA going to play?
He did not play yesterday.
Night. Yeah.
Boy, if he doesn't play tonight, how in the world can Stephen A. Smith come out with a straight face and continue to promote SGA as his leading MVP candidate if he ducks both the Sixers and Celtics on back-to-back nights?
Yours truly will. If he does that, I will send Stephen A. a text. Hey, where's your MVP candidate?
You should send him one. Oh, do it now. Come on, let's do it in the next break. Send him a text saying something to the effect of, hey, you starting to regret putting SG Or is SGA going to still stay up on top of your list if he ducks the Celtics tonight like he ducked the Sixers last night? See what he says. I bet you'll end up on First Take again.
He's just going to have to concede, right?
Right. See if you can get him to...
just concede.
Just do it during the break. I want you to do it during the break. Stink mowed the practice field? Too good. Yep, he did it.
Yeah, multiple times.
Yep.
Once as a player. Also, the only player in Broncos history to take and pass the shovel test.
The shovel test?
Yeah. Shovel.
Shovel test?
Yeah.
What's the shovel test?
You just lay out all the different shovels, and you have to name what they are and what they're used for.
How many different shovels are there?
Oh, there's a bunch.
Well, tell me. How many? Give me a number.
Well, there's probably...
give me a number, and then in, like, Bubba style on Forrest Gump, start naming them. tell me all the different kinds of shovels. How many can you rattle right off the top of your head?
Well, there's the spade.
Yeah.
Which is, the number two. And that is for digging. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah. There's the trenching shovel.
Uh-huh.
Right? There's a shovel that's used, it's a real flat shovel used for taking off, scraping off sod.
Uh-huh. What kind of shovel is that?
I guess it's just a sod shovel.
Sod shovel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but actually,
that up, but all right, okay.
Yeah, but actually, the square tip shovel.
Uh huh.
So I just
named four.
Yeah, I just rolled them on. There was like six or seven. I named. I don't know that I had all the names, but I had all the usage for the trenching shovels. Are really skinny. It's got a long kind of curved face to it.
Uh huh.
You just like if you're laying like irrigation.
Uh huh.
It's a trenching shovel.
Okay. Somebody just nicknamed you Four Stink. Another texter says, I have nine shovels. Scott in Denver. Nine shovels?
Nine.
You and Mark can now be friends.
Yeah, like Ferris Bueller's teacher.
Nine shovels.
Nine shovels.
I do not have nine shovels. I think I have three shovels. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Such is life for us guys out there. We love our shovels. We love our tools.
Mm-hmm.
He says, he just texts back, legit nine. Okay. Good for you. I don't know what would possess you to buy nine shovels, but okay, there you go. Having some fun here on a Tell Me. It's been quite the day. We're giving out thank yous to Joel Embiid. We're analyzing Dan Orlovsky farts. It's been one of those days.
Yeah, it's been great.
And it rolls on next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Having some fun on a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday. So far, three of you have been able to get Mark to admit you're not wrong. Over-under for the show is 3.5, so let's see if we can do it. Here's one from Brian. Mark, Daddy Ball has yet to succeed in college. What makes you think it will work in the NFL? Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, Daddy Ball
being Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders.
It did succeed at the first school they were at.
He said major college level. Not Jackson State. That's not major college level.
Well, sure it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Of course it is.
Jackson State has a chance to compete for a national championship against Michigan and Alabama and those schools.
In FCS, yes, they do.
No, that's not major college football.
Oh, so I didn't play major college football?
Nope.
I did.
You didn't.
Sure I did.
It's not major college football. It's like D2.
No, it's not D2.
Or D1A.
It doesn't matter. Did we play Washington State, Oregon State, those schools? Yes. Did we beat Oregon State? Yes. They're Pac-10 school, Pac-12 school? Yes.
Okay, you're good at wiggling off things, but I'm not letting you off this loophole.
Did they win?
We're talking about major Power 5 college football, okay? Under that...
Well, they're not. He's not in major Power 5 college football right now. The Pac-12 is not major college football.
They're going to be in the Big 12 next year. That's Power 5.
Power 4. Okay, so next year's their first year and a chance to compete in major college football. They were the worst team in...
They were
the worst team in major college football when he took over. He even said it. It was bull junk.
Yes, I'm not...
He had his Louis Vuitton.
I'm not letting you...
No.
You're going to have to address this. You're going to have to tackle this head on. Because they did play in the Pac-12 last year, which did have a chance to get an automatic bid...
Was it major college football when everybody left before the season started? Was it major college football? Was it a major conference? It's the Pac-2. It was relegated to the Pac-2. It wasn't major college football.
I'm not letting, no.
Wasn't. Johnny, was it?
It's never.
It sure was.
Has it worked at the major college football level? And what makes you think it would work at the NFL level?
He hasn't had a chance to be at major college football level. They were the worst team in Division I football. He took over the worst program, rated the worst program. If you're going to do that, he had a better chance of beating CU at Jackson State than he did.
I'm going to fight for you, Texter. I'm fighting for you here. Would you agree that Deion Sanders, the reason he is coaching right now is because his son is playing? His sons are playing. That's daddy ball. I'm not saying it can't work. All this Texter's saying it can't work. But
yeah, well,
this is daddy ball. This is daddy ball. Just like when Dan Hawkins had his son playing, Cody. That was daddy ball. So
No. That's different.
Do you think, based on...
So are you saying that Cody has the same athleticism and the same ability that Shador has?
No, what I'm saying is it didn't work with the Hawkinses. So what makes you... The question is, do you think it'll work? And do you even think it can work at a Power 5? All right, do you believe that Daddy Ball will work in the Big 12, and do you believe that Daddy Ball would work in the NFL based on your vast experience of the NFL? Would that work?
Well, I argue with the premise that he hasn't won. He won at Jackson State.
It's not major.
He took over a program that had one win and was considered the worst program in major college football,
and
they won four games when nobody expected them to win any games.
Fair point. So, okay, then make your case. No, Texter, you're wrong. Daddy Ball can work. You can win big with Daddy Ball.
Sure you can.
I've already come out and said that the floor for me this year for CU is 8-4 at a minimum.
I wonder.
So, 8-4, that's working.
Yeah, I wonder
that's all you had to say.
Has anybody, yeah, but you got me. I mean, you got my dander up when you said that Jackson State wasn't major college football.
No, it's when I said Idaho wasn't major college football.
Which is just...
Yeah, really, it isn't.
It is.
It is not. You're in the big sky. You're not in a...
So what?
You're not in a power conference. What?
You know who came from the big sky?
I know that some good people came out of the big sky. I'm just saying you're not...
Cooper Cup came from the big sky.
Yeah, Eastern Washington, right?
Yeah, Triple Crown winner.
Fine, I'm just saying it's not big-time college football.
Yeah.
John Mobley came out of Cutstown. Is you saying that Cutstown is major college football?
Yeah, they play good football.
Oh, stop it. All right. Texter, you were wrong. You're not right.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Is there any coach that has coached his son that have won, like, national championships?
Where the son was playing a prominent role. Prominent role.
Yeah, like O-line, center.
That's a good question. I'll throw it out there on the RamosLaw.com text line.
Yeah,
off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody.
I can't either.
But I'm sure there's some examples.
Where your son was a, you know, you were the coach and your son was playing, had a major role playing for that team.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How about in the pros? Can you think of anybody?
Can I think of anybody, that they're...
Like, didn't George Karl for a while have his son playing?
Cody?
Cody or Kobe?
Kobe. I think it's Kobe. Yeah, Kobe. I think he was he on like that G League team or whatever?
Yeah, but I wonder if he came up for a little bit.
I don't know.
Matter. I'll just throw that out there on the RamosLaw.com text line.
Interesting.
Mark, if Gabe Landeskog is able to return to the Avs for the playoffs, it will give them an emotional lift that will carry them to the Stanley Cup. Tell me why I'm wrong.
If Gabe Landeskog. So you think
just to lend a little perspective, he was out there yesterday, and for those who've been following his comeback, noted that he was doing some skating drills that were more aggressive.
Yeah,
they hadn't seen yet before.
Little Birdie told me he's going to come back for the playoffs.
And
he's
what?
Whoa!
Talk about burying the lead. What?
Yeah, Little Birdie told me that he is going to come back, play very limited time, but he's going to play. in the playoffs.
Really? Wow. Is this the same person that told you that the Broncos are trading for Aaron Rodgers?
No. No, that source was more reliable than this one.
That source was more reliable.
Yeah, that's...
Really?
That's... Yeah, now...
Does that surprise you?
It would surprise me a little bit, but, you know, if you're on the fourth line, you're getting 6 minutes. But here would, just to answer that question, why that's not going to lead them, that's not going to be the motivating factor. Dude, you can't play, you can't win 16 games on a way to a Stanley Cup championship on, woohoo, my captain's back and he's playing 4 minutes a night.
Yeah, he's a fourth line winger.
Yeah, it just did that.
Initially,
for a game or two, you're excited about that, yes. But eventually,
Holy smokes.
The old, you can't play on a, you know, you can't play 17 weeks of NFL football on adrenaline. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Hey, look, I would love to have Gabe back. Holy smokes. Just that first shift out on at Ball Arena Ice would just be, oh, God, the goosebumps. I'm feeling them right now, but... If you're telling me he's only able to come back and play fourth line winger, is that worth it to roll the dice on a comeback that has and a rehab that has been meticulously put together and thought out and executed for well over a year and a half for a guy who's got 5 years at big money left on his contract? I guess what I'm saying is that the early feel good vibes that you get from it worth it in the long run?
Well, I mean, it depends on how he does, and I just think it's a very risky proposition, even if it's only 6 minutes a night. So you better feel like there's no risk of re-injuring or damaging what you've, you know, the gains that you have made. I just think it's,
and plus it has to be with the idea that yes, to start, his role has to be, because this is just the role it has to be, because it's not like he's gained a lot of. This isn't Chris Bryant getting to go play for a month with the Isotopes. You don't have that option. You know, coming off long-term injury reserve, you got to jump right into the playoffs if you're going to play. But it's got to be with the idea that, sure, to start, he's playing fourth-line winger 6-7 minutes a night, but we believe that as he continues to play, let's say by the second round, let's say by the Western Conference Finals, this guy is right back to where he was. Second line winger playing 22 minutes a night.
Yeah, that's...
Wow. Hey, if he can do it...
More power to him.
Legend. Legendary stuff. If he can do it.
Yeah.
Boy, I just... Everybody's got to be absolutely sure this is the right thing to do. Because you guys got way too much career for him, investment for the Avs.
Right.
Still out on the hook there. So
yeah, you got another five years left on that deal.
Yeah, it's 5 years, $35 million.
And we'd love to see him be able to skate every night in an Avs uniform for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Easily. Yeah. And I don't in a perfect world, great. Bring him back this year and still be sure. But and I guess I'm gonna give everybody over there the benefit of the doubt that that's exactly the way they're looking at it too.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna do this unless we're absolutely sure you can handle going back out there and playing in the playoffs. But you're, again, so just to repeat, you have heard from a reliable source.
I don't, I mean, yeah, I've heard from a source that
he's playing.
He's going to play in the playoffs.
Okay. Can't wait.
Now, again, I don't know that that's true or not, but that's what, yes, that's what I was told.
I give you credit for putting yourself back out there again.
Well, I'm just telling you what I was told.
You did it.
I mean,
it once, and you're doing it again.
It could be wrong.
I like it. Just don't blame me this time around like you did the last time.
I'm not
time
blaming
around
anybody. Yeah, I'm telling you that I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't think he's coming back.
Okay, but that's what you were told.
But I was told that he is.
Okay.
But I still find it unlikely.
Are we, did we get a glimpse last night of the new future of the NBA? That's next.